Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, September 12th. State House Speaker Destin Hall and Senate President Pro Tem announced yesterday that legislation will soon be presented to resume the use of the death penalty in North Carolina. It's been 19 years since the last inmate was executed in the state due to ongoing lawsuits over the use of execution. Sullins also announced that they are working on legislation to eliminate unsecured bonds for violent suspects. The action comes in the wake of the murder of Irania Zarutska on August 22nd in Charlotte. The Ukrainian refugee was allegedly stabbed to death on a computer train by DeCarlis Brown, a 14-time convicted criminal. He was out on an unsecured bond for a robbery charge when the assault occurred. A toddler was transported to UNC hospitals on Wednesday after she was struck by a car in western Columbus County. We've reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information. Testimony is continuing in the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed three members of a Brittany Lane family during a robbery in 2019. Washington has already been convicted of the murders. A jury deliberated less than an hour this spring before finding him guilty. The trial took about 6 weeks. Reagan Nicole Powers has been charged with 4 counts each of involuntary manslaughter and felony negligent child abuse in the deaths of her 4 children. The mother of Kalani, Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin was not on the property when their home burned on August 30th, trapping the children inside. 2 other girls, including their 11-year-old sister Winter, escaped. The girls will be eulogized Saturday in Fairmont at 2 p.m. A memorial was held Tuesday in Chadburn. The cause of the fire has not been determined. Basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal announced on Thursday that he has partnered with sheriffs from Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina to cover all the expenses for the family. Saturday starts the new season of flock swaps at Gergana's Farm Store in Whiteville. There's no cost to participate. Bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade. You can also get a head start on your own flock and herd. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street. Crab Catchers of Little River will hold a fundraiser Saturday for the Melvin sisters. All proceeds go to the college fund for the surviving sister, 11-year-old Winter. The restaurant is located at 4474 Waterfront Avenue in Little River. An under-recognized hero will be the topic of Saturday's meeting of the Southeastern Genealogical Society. Margaret French McLean was the wife of Robeson County leader and Governor Angus McLean. Mrs. McLean restored the governor's mansion in Raleigh. She later became an advocate for child labor laws in the early 20th century. The society meets at 2 p.m. at 623 Warrior Trail, Whiteville. The public is welcome to attend. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.